goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli. Fax 989-866-3504. Regarding Michael Hadley, H-A-D like David, L-E-Y. Date of birth, March 29th of 1952. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is an urgent follow-up visit for Mr. Hadley due to increased creatinine level following diuresis in the hospital. He was actually hospitalized for right near epistaxis in Greenville, and that was 11/27/23 through 11/28. He had severe right near epistaxis and required nasal packing. He was referred to an ear, nose, and throat specialist out of Grand Rapids, and he did a cautery procedure. Also, and the patient and his wife report that that was effective up until today. Now, today he presents to the clinic with uncontrolled bleeding again from the right near. But he insisted on staying to be seen for this appointment and then agreed to go directly to ER after this visit. He did have to use quite a bit of Kleenex in order to control all the flow of blood. And at the end of the visit, the left near started bleeding also. He does have higher than usual creatinine levels, although his usual range was 30 to 31 estimated GFR. So prior to hospitalization, the creatinine had increased to 2.63, 11/13/23, GFR of 25. Then after hospitalization, it improved to 2.51, GFR 27. 12/4/23, creatinine was 2.59 with a GFR of 26. And most recently, 1/17/24, creatinine 2.73, and the GFR 24. The only symptom the patient is having is severe pain due to several changes in medication when he was hospitalized and the nosebleed. His gabapentin was decreased from 900 milligram three times a day to 600 milligram three times a day. Initially, it had gone as low as 300 three times a day, and that wasn't strong enough. Cymbalta was 60 milligram in the morning and 30 at night, and that has been decreased to 30 milligram twice a day. He's also on tizanidine, 4 milligram three times a day for the back pain and muscle spasms. He is also on Farxiga, 5 milligram daily. That's new since his last visit. Torsemide is 40 milligram once daily for the edema. And he is restricting fluids. He is trying to hold it to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and he is following a low-salt diet, according to his wife. He continues to have edema, although it is improved as long as he's on the torsemide and tries to restrict the fluid. Today, the biggest concern is the nosebleed. Physical exam, his weight is 286 pounds, and that's a stable weight. Pulse 67, and blood pressure is 146 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. He is holding his face to stop the bleeding. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular, rate about 67. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites, and 2+ edema from knees to toes. In labs, 1/17/2024 are the most recent labs, the 2.73 creatinine with estimated GFR of 24, albumin 4.5, calcium 9.2, sodium 139, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 40, phosphorus 5.5, hemoglobin is 12.7, normal white count, platelets 142,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slight progression of renal function. Etiology unknown. perhaps it's secondary to the stress of recurrent epistaxis. And he went directly to the ER with his wife after this this visit. We would have sent him sooner, but they wanted to be seen first. Congestive heart failure, number two, and he will continue to follow his fluid restriction and salt restriction. Monthly labs will be continued. Three, diabetic nephropathy. That's currently controlled with multiple insulin combinations, including Novolog and Trulicity, and long-acting Basaglar. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done for us, and he will probably have more labs done today when he arrives at ER. And he's having, we'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 8 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.